Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, some news for you from Adrian Wojnarowski, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Two tropical flavors. Okay, Wojnarowski just posted this. NBA related, obviously. NBA owners are encouraging of Commissioner Adam Silver to reevaluate the league's suspension in 30 days, sources tell ESPN. League is expected to make a formal announcement on an initial timetable very soon.
30 days. I mean, again, it's not realistic knowing what the scientists are saying about what we're going to get hit with. If the idea is to slow this thing down, and we know we're probably 7 to 10 days from really getting even a semi-realistic picture of how bad it is, there's no way you're going to play in 2 weeks. So you're not going to sit there and get cute and say 3 weeks. You just take 30-day increments. You're not going to play here. I think May 1st is kind of when you could look for sports, quote unquote, at the early. My God, what?
Do me a favor, hit that button again for me if you wouldn't mind.
Oh no.
When we say there's news every minute by 5-Hour Energy, we mean it. Okay, just announced 53 seconds ago. Mike, the NCAA basketball tournament has officially been canceled. There will be no men's basketball tournament amid COVID-19 outbreak.
Oh my gosh, I'm crying.
Wow. Well,
and furthermore, NCAA has canceled all remaining winter and spring championships per release, which, yeah, David, you're right, means the Frozen Four in Detroit as well. Sure.
Oh.
Wow. Our worst fears are realized. I mean, I made the case to you to start the show. It was my expectation it would get canceled. It's just stunning to hear it. March Madness is canceled.
Like, what are you guys going to do with your lives?
I don't know.
Use this as an opportunity to start reading.
No.
Educating yourselves. Listening to those albums I always tell you about that you got to educate yourself on.
Nah, I was thinking more like PlayStation, Netflix, cooking, spending time at home. Number one priority is don't get sick.
Wow.
But it's just stunning to hear the words March Madness is canceled. Like, look, straight up gone. No Selection Sunday. No bitching about seedings. No betting on games. No watching games. No nothing. I sound like the dad in A Christmas Story when the Bumpus Hounds take his turkey.
Crazy.
See, look, man, this is hitting me like a ton of bricks, because when Italy and overseas, all the soccer leagues canceled, and I saw all of that news, and I'm like, deep down inside, I'm like, there's no way in America our leagues are canceled or not playing.
But if people don't think this is serious, explain that decision, the television money, the advertising, the social standing of that event. They have taken March Madness and canceled it. They have taken the NBA season and postponed it. Major League Baseball postponed it. NHL postponed it. if you don't think it's serious, if you don't think it's real, then you explain what's happening. No, it's real. And just because you're probably not going to die from it doesn't mean it's not real. Because if you don't do something about it now, it's going to get real in a hurry where people that should live do die. That's how it works when your healthcare system gets overrun.
Now, the Big Ten just released a statement, obviously just after the NCAA one. The Big Ten Conference announced today that in addition to the men's basketball tournament, it will be canceling all conference and non-conference competitions through the end of the academic year, including spring sports.
What about spring football? That's no spring football?
Including spring sports that compete beyond the academic year and participation in all NCAA tournaments and competitions.
Wow.
In addition, the Big Ten Conference has announced an all hands on deck on and off campus recruiting activities will be canceled for the foreseeable future.
Wow. I mean, think about any program, but like think about Michigan State with Mel Tucker. New coach.
Right.
Can't recruit, and no spring football when he's bringing in all new schemes and all new coaches. Now, this is far more serious, but I'm trying to work both ends here where we're talking about real life and we're talking about sports. So don't intertwine them. I'm saying from a sports perspective, that is incredible. Wow. And look, I think local schools are going to begin an online curriculum. I don't think there's any doubt. You're not going to have kids in classrooms over the next 30 days. I just don't think it's plausible, which means the burden is with the parents, which means, again, I'm going to say it to you, the government has got to step in here. I mean, you know, come on now. This isn't communism. I'm just saying it's okay to help out once in a while when it's a freaking pandemic. What are parents going to do? People got to stay home. They stay home, they don't work. They don't work, they don't get paid. Do the math. Like, come on. I don't know, man. I'm kind of waiting. But the NCAA tournament is no more. Wow.
We've mentioned it a couple times over the past few days, right?
You don't want breaking news again, do you?
No.
Oh.
We're living through history, though. It's crazy to think about. I mean, do we ever think that with this big as March Madness is, not only for sports fans, but for everyone with tournaments and brackets and competitions and the money involved, that March Madness has officially been canceled? Never thought I'd say that.
No, I know. Crazy. I know it doesn't matter in a grand scheme, but like if you're a Spartan fan, I mean, Cassius Winston's career is over. Never had a chance. You're a Kansas fan. Like, Azubuike's career is over. You're a Dayton fan. This is the best year the Dayton Flyers maybe have ever had. Obi Toppin, collection of seniors, top five team, number one seed. Dayton fan. You don't even get a chance. From a sports perspective, that's really, really hard to reconcile. Now, when you step outside of your fandom and you look at real life, it's not hard to reconcile, but wow. Jeez. That's amazing. I'll go to Mark in Sterling Heights. I'm kind of speechless, to be honest with you. Mark, go ahead, brother.
Hey, I'm a local doc in the area, and I just had to call in and say you've been the first voice of reason who has like actually talked about this in the media the way it should be talking. Like,
oh,
this
Mark,
is the
thank
most-
you. Thank
it's
you.
The most overrated and underrated thing I've ever heard. You know, it's like the most overrated. Not every case is 911. But then when you have people calling in saying this is just the flu, it hurts my brain. Like, you don't get what's going on in the hospitals right now.
Exactly.
It's about protecting the old people. It's about not overwhelming the health system. So when you have a heart attack, you know, the health
yes.
system actually has room for you right
yes.
now.
So when you need outpatient surgery, you can actually get outpatient surgery. We don't want to be 100%. Converting. We don't want to be taking ORs and converting them into ICUs.
We have no, like Italy, the health system is completely decimated because they just don't have room for people. It's not that this is just, it's a lot of this illness is minor, but the people that are serious, they're taking up all the space, and that's scary.
No, and Mark, I mean, that's the thing, and I'm far from perfect, but I try to get the information from people that matter, and I'm frustrated, Mark, and I can't imagine the frustration you're feeling. trying to parse through all the BS and the fear and the panic and just get truth, just get reality and just process it. And then I have to bring that to my listeners. And no, I'm not a Yale medicine grad. Like, I'm just a guy. But yeah, Mark, I feel like people need to kind of just take it serious without getting panicked. And we can kind of get through this. And it's going to get scary here in the next 7 to 10 days. We're going to get hit with some numbers we don't like. But I guess, Mark, I would assume as a medical professional, you're mentally prepared. You know our numbers are BS because we're not testing.
They're 100% BS. Like, we are all in agreement at my shop, talking to the experts, that it's been here for weeks.
Absolutely.
We weren't ready for it. We were not ready for it as a country, and it's kind of sad. But if I can say one thing before I go,
of course,
that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, if this, just because you get sick does not mean you have to run right to the ER. You know, a lot of people, you're going to be okay to stay home, but if for some reason you do go, if you can just call ahead, because there's a lot of sick people there, you know, they like to, you know, have things ready. So you'll still be seen, but that way you don't come right in there and get all these old people infected.
Mark, let me ask you a question. If you don't feel comfortable answering it, don't. Because it's hypothetical, but where do you imagine this in 1 month?
Oof. I imagine it, I think the cases are going to be worse. I think the system's going to be a little overrun, but I also think that people are going to become more fatigued and dull to it. So I think today, this week, will probably be the most panicked everyone gets.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that it's going to escalate. But I don't think it's going to be the zombie apocalypse, per se.
Do you think we have the ability to flatten the curve and kind of get this closer to where we can handle it better and we're not in that breakdown zone like places like Italy?
If we get out of our own way, I mean, we have the capabilities, we have the technology, but I mean, the fact that we don't, like, you could come into the hospital today and I'm not convinced I could get testing for you. I mean, the test takes, you know, 2-4 days.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we just got them. I'm almost convinced they're going to run out this week. So, I mean, if we ramp things up, we're going to absolutely knock this out of the park. But we just have to get out of our own way.
Yeah, Mark, I read earlier that I think it was the Cleveland Clinic. They've developed a test that you get the results in 3 hours versus 3 days. But it's now you got to be able to produce it, ramp it up, and deploy it. We're just so far behind, and it's so disappointing. We're the most powerful nation in the world. It's incredible.
And that's the thing, too. The scary thing is, you know, like, a lot of public funding is going into this. So then when the test is available, is it going to cost $5,000, $10,000? Like,
yeah.
When they charge a lot for these tests that the public paid for, it's going to make me pretty frustrated.
Well, Mark, be careful. Be safe. We appreciate the work you do. And thank you for
Thanks
the kind words, man. I appreciate it. Listen, it means something. If a guy's a doctor and he says I'm making sense and I'm handling it correctly, yeah, I appreciate that more than you agreeing with my opinion about a pitcher. I mean, I'm trying to do the best job I can, and I don't know if you're aware. I didn't go to Harvard Med. 97.1.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.